From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United Nations aid chief is warning that Syria is the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time, with hundreds of thousands of civilians in dire need of food, water, and medical supplies. Stephen O'Brien made his case before the UN Security Council on Monday.
The Syrian people have faced an onslaught of unspeakable violence. The reports are endless. Barrel bombs, hellfire cannons, cluster munitions, chemical weapons, thermite bombs, napalm, suicide bombs, mortars and rockets, snipers, bombs landing on schools, hospitals and civilian neighborhoods, rape, illegal detention, torture, child recruitment, sieges of entire cities, starving people to death deliberately.
O'Brien said the UN is ready to move aid into eastern Aleppo as soon as it receives the necessary security guarantees. The UN has been asking for weekly 48-hour pauses in the fighting in Aleppo in order to get aid in and the sick and injured out. Turkey is backing away from claims that a child suicide bomber sent by Islamic State carried out an attack at a Kurdish wedding, killing 54 people. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim on Monday said speculation that a child was responsible was based on rumors from witnesses. So far, no one is claiming responsibility for the attack, which has similarities to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. North Korea is making its threat once again of military action against South Korea and the United States as their annual joint military exercises got underway on Monday. Tens of thousands of U.S. and South Korean troops are training together for 2 weeks. Pentagon spokesman says the annual drills are designed to make sure the United States can defend South Korea from communist North Korea. The exercises, according to the spokesperson, are 100% defensive in nature.